One second here. Okay. Tonight I want to talk to you about a life well lived. Quiero hablarles en esta noche de lo que es vivir una vida bien vivida, si se pudiera traducir de esa manera. What does it mean to live a life, a well lived life? I think that we can probably think of many people who have lived life right. Podemos pensar en mucha gente que han vivido bien. But we can also think of people that haven't lived a very good life. También podemos pensar en personas que no han vivido una vida muy buena. And what's the difference? And how do we handle life? ¿Y cuál es la diferencia y cómo enfrentamos nosotros la vida? Paul lived a life well lived. Pablo vivió una vida bien vivida. Él supo vivir la vida como Dios le agrada. He knew how to live life the way God wanted it. And we can learn a lot from Paul tonight. Hoy podemos aprender mucho de la vida de Pablo. We can really, it applies to your life and mine. Aplica nuestra vida. That's the thing about the Bible. Eso es lo lindo que tiene la Biblia. That, you know what? These guys lived a long time ago, but their lives are relevant to us. Vivieron hace muchos años, pero sus vidas son relevantes a nosotros. I want you to look with me at 2 Corinthians 11, 2 Corintios capítulo 11. And we're going to look at some verses together. Vamos a mirar unos versículos. We're going to spend a lot of time looking at verses from Paul. Vamos a mirar versículos de Pablo en distintas partes de la Biblia. Some of these verses may be familiar to you. Algunos de estos van a ser familiar a usted. But they are important that we read them. I'm sorry, 2 Timothy. Estamos en 2 Timoteo, perdón. 2 Timothy 4. 2 Timoteo 4. 2 Timothy 4, just kidding. 2 Timothy 4. 2 Timoteo 4, comenzando en el verso 6, verse 6. As for me, my life has already been poured out as an offering to God. The time of my death is near. Verse 7. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race, and I have remained faithful. And now that all of this is done, the prize awaits me, the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, of a righteous judge, will give me on the day of his return. And the prize is not just for me, but for all who eagerly look forward to his appearing. Think about summarizing your life. If you had to summarize your life in two or three sentences, what would be the summary of your life at the end of your life? Al final de tu vida, si tú tuvieras que resumir tu vida en dos o tres oraciones, ¿cuáles serían esas oraciones? Here's this guy, Paul. Este es un hombre, Paul, who learned at the feet of the best teachers. He was an incredibly learned man. Esta es la vida de Pablo, un hombre muy educado. This is the life of a man who traveled the world of that time. Era un hombre que viajó el mundo. It was a guy who knew what it was like to be in prison several times. Un hombre que tuvo preso varias veces. It was a guy that suffered a lot. Un hombre que sufrió mucho. He had a rough life. Tuvo una vida difícil. And how does he sum it all up? ¿Y cómo lo resume? He makes it sound so easy. Hace que la vida suene tan fácil. He makes life sound so easy. Hace que la vida suene como algo tan fácil. I have fought the good fight. He peleado la buena batalla. I have finished the race. He acabado la carrera. And I have remained faithful. Y he guardado la fe. Three phrases to sum up his entire life. At the end of his life, when he's about to die, hasta punto de morir, resume su vida con tres frases. Look at this carefully. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have remained faithful. Tres cosas dice, three things he says in this passage. First, he says that I have fought. My life has been about fighting. Dice, mi vida, la resumo diciendo, mi vida ha sido una bronca, una pelea. He peleado. Man, that's pretty graphic. That's pretty descriptive. That tells you a lot about his life. Eso te dice mucho de su vida. I'm a fighter. I fight. I have been fighting all my life. Soy un peleador. He estado peleando toda mi vida. Then he says that he has finished.
He acabado.
I made it. I made it to the finish line. I finished.
He acabado. Llegué a la línea final. Crucé la línea.
I have finished. And you know what? On top of the fact that I have fought all my life and that I have finished this race, I am proud to say that I have remained faithful.
Y a pesar de tener una vida de peleas, toda la vida peleando y toda la vida luchando, y he terminado esta carrera, además de eso puedo decir que he guardado la fe.
I think if we're going to live a life well lived, we need to be able to summarize it that way too.
Si nosotros vamos a vivir una vida bien vivida, el resumen de nuestra vida tiene que ser ese.
And you know what? In two of those things, we have a choice.
En dos de esos renglones tenemos algo que podemos escoger.
But in one of them, we don't.
Pero en una de ellas, no tenemos que escoger.
It's already chosen for us.
Ya fue escogido por nosotros.
And that's the first one. Es la primera.
You have to be a fighter. En esta vida hay que pelear.
Life is not a party, it's a fight.
La vida no es una fiesta, la vida es una pelea. Todos tenemos que pelear.
We all have to fight, and we have to fight in all kinds of fronts.
Y tenemos que pelear en todos los frentes.
We fight against sickness in our bodies. Peleamos contra las enfermedades.
We fight against difficult peoples in our lives. Peleamos contra personas difíciles. We fight against addictions. Peleamos con adicciones.
We fight against our emotions. Luchamos contra nuestras emociones.
We fight against disappointment.
Luchamos contra el disgusto.
We fight against all kinds of situations, contra todas las situaciones.
We fight against, losing hope.
We luchamos contra la falta de esperanza.
We fight to keep our faith.
Peleamos para mantener la fe.
We have to fight all the time.
This is a battle.
Tenemos que pelear todo el tiempo. Esto es una batalla.
If you're not having a battle at home, then you're having it at work.
Si no estás teniendo una batalla en la casa, entonces la batalla es en el trabajo.
And if you're not having it at home or at work, then you're having it in your mind, in your heart.
Si no, la batalla es en tu mente y en tu corazón.
You might be fighting depression. You might be fighting, anger. You might be fighting, the rebellion in your heart.
Puedes estar peleando contra el enojo, contra la depresión, contra cosas en tu corazón
que luchan contra ti.
We are in a fight.
And listen,
is life rough?
¿Es la vida dura?
I don't think anybody here would disagree with telling me that life is hard.
La vida es dura. Nadie va a estar en desacuerdo con eso.
And what does Paul say? I have fought. Yo he peleado.
Can you say the same thing? ¿Tú puedes decir la misma cosa?
I am fighting.
You're not done yet, but you are. Are you fighting?
Tú no hemos terminado, pero tú puedes decir, estoy peleando. I am fighting.
Estoy luchando.
You got to be able to say that.
Because if you're not fighting, what are you doing?
You've given up.
Si no estás peleando es porque te has rendido.
Look, the bell hasn't rung yet. You can't leave the ring yet. The fight's not over.
La campana no ha sonado. No puedes salir del ring todavía. La pelea no se ha terminado.
And sometimes we have the urge to just quit.
Y a veces nos va la gana de rendirnos.
We want to throw in that towel.
Queremos tirar la toalla.
We want to stop.
Queremos parar.
But you know what? You don't have that choice.
Pero no tenemos esa opción.
If you don't fight, you don't win.
Si no peleas, no ganas.
But if you fight, you win.
Pero si peleas, ganas.
And maybe you're saying, you know what? It doesn't feel like I'm winning. It really doesn't.
A lo mejor tú estás sentado diciendo, bueno, yo de verdad que a mí no me siente, yo no me siento como que estoy ganando.
But that's just the point. Ese es el punto.
All we have to do is stay in the fight.
The results are already in. We're going to win.
Lo único que tenemos que hacer nosotros es mantenernos en la pelea. Porque los resultados ya se saben, ganamos.
Look, how dumb would it be?
Qué torpe sería
that you step into a boxing ring, que entras en un ring de boxeo.
And the referee tells you, y el referee te dice, you're the winner.
Tú eres el ganador.
But I haven't fought yet, pero no he peleado todavía.
Yeah, but you're the winner. You're going to win. At the end of the fight, I'm going to raise your hand as the winner.
Pero sí, tú eres el ganador. Al final de la pelea, yo voy a levantar tu brazo como ganador.
How dumb would it be for you in the third or fourth round just to give up and throw the white towel in?
¿Qué estúpido sería que en el medio, en el tercer round, tú tires la toalla y te rinda? All you have to do is make it to the end of the fight and you win.
Lo único que tienes que hacer es llegar hasta el final de la pelea y ganas.
But you have to have the mentality, I'm going to fight, I'm going to fight, I'm going to fight.
Tienes que tener la mentalidad, voy a pelear, voy a pelear, voy a pelear.
I got this.
Yo voy a pelear, yo tengo esta. Esta victoria es mía, I'm going to win.
Tienes que en tu mente pelear esa batalla.
Porque si no, estamos mal. If not, we're not in a good place.
The problems are going to fight and come anyway.
By you not fighting doesn't mean you're not going to have problems.
El que tú no luches no quiere decir que tú no vas a tener problemas.
But the problems are going to overwhelm you.
Pero los problemas van a poder más que tú.
But if you're fighting, you can stay ahead.
Si estás peleando, tú te puedes mantener de pie.
Paul was a fighter.
Pablo tuvo que pelear.
I want to show you some of his fights.
Quiero enseñarte alguna de sus peleas.
You know, when you watch sports channels, cuando ves los canales de deporte, they show you highlights of the different fights.
Te enseñan las porciones de distintas peleas para que tú veas como las porciones más emocionantes.
They show you the most exciting parts of a fight.
Well, there's a passage in 2 Corinthians 11.
Hay un pasaje en 2 Corintios 11
donde Pablo nos da los resúmenes de sus peleas.
Where Paul gives us the highlights of his biggest fights.
And this is like a sports ESPN highlights of Paul's fights.
Estas son las peleas de Pablo según cualquier canal de deportes.
I have worked harder. I've been put in prison often. I've been whipped times without number. I have faced death again and again.
Estoy leyendo en 2 Corintios 11, comenzando en el verso 23. No lo voy a leer en español, pero esos son los versículos.
5 different times the Jewish leaders gave me 39 lashes.
Man, talk about a fight.
Estás hablando de una pelea ahí. 39 veces, 39 latigazos le dieron 5 ocasiones diferentes.
Think about that.
And this is the guy that's saying, you know what? I fought.
¿Y qué dice Pablo? Peleé.
I fought.
He didn't give up. Él no se dio por vencido.
Is that easy to deal with?
¿Es fácil tratar con eso?
Imagine somebody gets you, ties your hands to a tree, and gets a whip and 39 lashes on your back.
Imagínate que alguien te amarre a una mata y coja un látigo y te dé 39 latigazos en la espalda.
Is that easy to deal with? ¿Es fácil tratar con eso?
Whatever he did to earn those 39 lashes, most of us would never ever do again.
Lo que él haya hecho para que le den esos latigazos, la mayoría de nosotros jamás lo volveríamos a hacer para que no lo vuelvan a dar.
But what does it tell you about Paul? Hey, I got it 5 times.
¿Qué dice Pablo? A mí me lo tuvieron que hacer 5 veces.
Because they would whip him and beat him for something that he needed to do.
And you know what? He would keep on doing it.
That's fighting.
Eso es pelear. Los latigazos eran por hacer algo que él tenía que hacer porque Dios lo había llamado a hacerlo. Y le decían que no lo hiciera y él lo seguía haciendo y le seguían dando latigazos.
Eso es pelear.
That's not giving up. That's fighting. That's fighting. That's fighting.
In the New Testament, Peter and John were thrown in jail for doing a miracle, for the healing of that man that they healed at the, outside the temple.
And when they got out of jail, the jailers and the Pharisees and everybody told them, you better not do it again. Stop talking about Jesus.
And what did they do? The very next day, they were talking about Jesus.
That's fighting.
Eso es pelear.
Cuando Juan y Pedro fueron echados en la cárcel por sanar ese hombre fuera del templo, le dijeron, no sigan predicando. Y al otro día estaban predicando otra vez.
Eso es pelear.
That's fighting.
Giving up, not fighting, is going home and say, well, I guess I won't preach anymore.
Rendirse, bueno, me voy a la casa y ya no predico más porque me dijeron que no predicara.
We're not called to quit. We're called to fight.
Tomo un llamado a pelear.
Look at it. It goes on. 3 times I was beaten with rods.
En 3 veces, el castigo fue con varas.
3 times the beatings were with rods, not with whips.
Again, they would tie you against the thing and they would hit you with these bamboo rods in the back.
That hurt like crazy.
Eran unos palos de tipo de bambú, de árbol de bambú, y los amarraban a una pared y le daban por la espalda y por las piernas con esos palos.
He went through that 3 times. 3 veces se lo tuvieron que hacer.
It's almost like
A judge today would tell him, man, you never learned. Un juez hoy le diría, tú nunca aprendes. How many times am I going to have to sentence you to be beaten? ¿Cuántas veces te tengo que sentenciar a que te castiguen? I've already sent you five. Your rap sheet is this long. Tiene un récord de este tamaño. I've had to, you know, beat you with a whip 5 times, and now we've had to hit you with a rod 3 times. 5 veces te hemos tenido que entrar a latigazo. 3 veces a palo, pero que tú no vas a aprender. Now, what was he doing? He was fighting. He kept on fighting. He was not going to quit. It goes on, sigue. I have traveled along many long journeys. I have faced danger from rivers, from robbers. I have faced dangers from my own people, the Jews, as well as from the Gentiles. I faced dangers in the cities, in the deserts, and on the seas. I have faced dangers of men who claim to be believers but are not. I have worked hard and long, and during many sleepless nights, I've been hungry and thirsty, and I've gone without food. I have shivered in the cold without enough clothing to keep me warm. That's fight. Eso es pelear. That's all the stuff he went through. Now, I want to show you a video before. I'm sorry, let me go back here. Eso es pelear. That's fighting. And did any of that keep him from doing what he had to do? No. ¿Pudo cualquiera de esas cosas impedirle que él hiciera lo que tiene que hacer? No. He was a fighter. Man, sometimes we don't do what we have to do because somebody flicked us. A veces nosotros no hacemos lo que Dios nos manda hacer porque nos han dado un pellizquito. Here's a guy that's getting his life beat out of him. And he keeps doing what he's doing. He keeps getting up. Se sigue levantando. That's a fighter. We have to be fighters. Dios nos llama a ser. A life well lived is a life of a fighter. Una vida bien vivida es una vida de una persona que lucha y que pelea. This is a clip I want to show you from the Rocky movie where he gives advice to his son. Esto es una escena de una de las películas de Rocky donde él le da consejo a su hijo. Let me give you a little bit of context. Dame un poquito de contexto. The son is upset that his father's fighting. El hijo le está disgustado que el papá va a pelear because the son feels that all of his problems are because of his father. Porque el hijo piensa que todos sus problemas son por su papá. And he blames his father for the fact that he can't get a good job. Le echa la culpa al padre porque no puede tener un buen trabajo. He blames his father because things did not go right here, because things did not go right there. Everything bad that happens in his life, he blames his father for. Todo lo malo que pasa en su vida, le echa la culpa a su hijo, a su padre. He doesn't take any responsibility. No toma responsabilidad. Y aquí Rocky lo confronta. Aquí el padre lo confronta. Listen to the words because what he says to his son is so important to us. Escucha las palabras porque es lo que le dice a su hijo es muy importante aún para nosotros. You have to be a fighter.
Somewhere along the line, you changed. You stopped being you.
El consejo de su padre es: la vida te va a dar duro. Lo importante no es lo duro que te da la vida, sino lo duro que te dé la vida y que tú puedas seguir echando para adelante, echando para adelante, echando para adelante. En algún momento en tu vida le dice a su hijo: alguien, tú te escuchaste que alguien te dijera que tú no eras bueno, que tú no servías, que tú no podías, y tú le hiciste caso. Tú no puedes ponerte a hacerle caso a la gente. Tú tienes que hacer lo que tú sabes que tú eres y actuar como lo que tú sabes que tú eres y pelear, y lo que tú sabes que tú quieres, tú lo tienes que ir a buscar, y tú tienes que pelear y deja de echarle la culpa a la gente. Haz lo que tú tienes que hacer, pelea. Esta vida es una pelea. Echarle la culpa a los demás es lo que hacen los cobardes. Tú pelea. And the advice is very valuable because it fits right into what Paul is saying. Fits right into what we're saying about being a fighter. Now, the second thing Paul says is, I have finished the race. Lo segundo que dice Pablo es, he terminado la carrera. He acabado la carrera. You have to be a finisher. Quitting is not an option. Tienes que ser una persona que termina. Darse por vencido no es una opción. You gotta get to the finish line. This is the choice you make. Esto es una opción que nosotros tenemos. Tienes que terminar la carrera. You can't quit halfway. No puedes parar a la mitad de la carrera. You can't quit a block from the finish line. You can't finish a yard. You can't quit a yard from the finish line. You have to cross the finish line. No puedes rendirte a la mitad de la carrera, ni a tres cuartas partes, ni cuando estés llegando. Tienes que terminar la carrera. Quitting is just not an option for the Christian. Para el cristiano no es una opción. A life well lived is a life that at the end of your life you can say, you know what, I made it to the finish line. I didn't quit. Una vida bien vivida es una vida que tú puedes decir, llegué al final. Terminé la carrera. Anybody can start. Cualquiera puede empezar. The problem is finishing. El problema es terminar. In everything in life, en todo en la vida. How many people start things and never finish? ¿Cuántas personas comienzan algo y nunca lo terminan? We can't do that spiritually. En las cosas espirituales no podemos hacer eso. When we start this race, we have to stick it out and finish. Empezamos esta carrera, tenemos que mantenerlo ahí hasta terminarla. Paul was a finisher. Pablo fue uno de los que no se rindió y terminó la carrera. Mira lo que Pablo dice. Look at what he says. In 2 Corinthians 4, in 2 Corinthians 4, dice, we are pressed on every side by troubles, but we're not crushed. We are perplexed, but not driven to despair. We're hunted down, but never abandoned by God. We get knocked down, but we are not destroyed. That's somebody who doesn't quit. Ese es alguien que no se rinde. I mean, look at the contrast between what we are and what we're not. What we are and what we're not. Four times, we are, but we're not. We are, but not. We are, but never. We are, but we are not. Esto es lo que nos pasa, pero esto no nos ha pasado. Esto es lo que nos pasa, pero esto no nos ha pasado. Y hace un contraste entre las dificultades de la vida, pero el límite de esas dificultades hasta donde llegan. We are pressed on every side, but you know what? We're not crushed. Somos apretados por todas partes, pero no somos exprimidos. We're not crushed. Look, I don't care how bad things are. You're not crushed. No me importa cuán difícil han sido las cosas que te han pasado. No estás destruido. You're not crushed. You're not destroyed. We are perplexed, you know, but we're not driven to despair. Estamos a veces frustrados, confundidos. Estamos frustrados, pero no nos desesperamos. We're frustrated, but we're not in despair. There is always hope. We are hunted down, but we're never abandoned by God. We are hunted down, but we're never abandoned by God. Nos pueden caer atrás, nos pueden perseguir, pero no somos abandonados. We get knocked down, but we're not going to be destroyed. Nos pueden tumbar, pero no nos pueden destruir, nos tenemos que levantar. Just read that passage. Tell yourself, you know what? These things that have happened to me, they haven't destroyed me. They haven't crushed me. They haven't, you know, taken away my hope. Yeah, they're hard, I know, but you know what? I'm not going to quit. Tienes que decirte, mira, estas cosas que me han pasado a mí, no me pueden destruir. No me voy a rendir. No van a acabar conmigo. They're not gonna do me in. I'm not gonna quit.
This is the fighter that gets knocked down and he gets back up. And he gets knocked down and he gets back up. It's a lot easier to stay down.
Este es el peleador que cuando lo tumban al piso se levanta. Y lo vuelven a tumbar y se vuelve a levantar. Aunque es mucho más fácil quedarse en el suelo.
But we're not called to stay on the floor. We're called to get up and hear the bell and get and make it to the end of the round. And make it then to the end of the next round until we make it to the end of the fight.
Tenemos que llegar al final de cada round. Y al final del próximo round hasta que lleguemos al final de la pelea.
We cannot quit. We cannot give up. Paul was a finisher.
Mira, en el mismo capítulo, same chapter, look at what it says in verse 16. That is why we never give up. Esa es la razón por la cual nunca nos rendimos.
Though our bodies are dying, our spirit is being renewed every day. Things are hurting me physically, but spiritually I am growing.
Físicamente estoy bajo ataque, pero mi espíritu está creciendo. Espiritualmente estoy creciendo.
He goes on to say, for our present troubles are small and won't last very long. Yet they produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs them and will last forever. Whatever's happening to you now, it's only momentary and it's small compared to the glory that's coming.
Estos son leves tribulaciones momentáneas. Lo que está pasando ahora es leve, es momentáneo. No se compara con la gloria venidera.
It doesn't compare with the glory that we're going to have. And then he goes on and says, so we don't look at the troubles we can see now. Rather, we fix our gaze on the things that cannot be seen. For the things we see now will soon be gone. But the things we cannot see will last forever.
No tenemos la mira puesta en las cosas visibles, sino en las cosas invisibles. Porque lo que ahora vemos un día va a desaparecer. Pero las cosas eternas, las cosas que nosotros esperamos, no desaparecerán jamás.
You don't quit because the prize of crossing the finish line is far better and it's worth the race and the trouble.
No nos rendimos porque el premio de ganar la carrera y terminar la carrera vale la pena.
It's worth it. I don't mean to say Filipenses 3, Philippians 3 now. Philippians 3, he was a finisher. I don't mean to say that I've already achieved these things or that I have already reached perfection. But I press on to possess the perfection for which Christ first possessed me.
Yo no he llegado todavía, pero yo sigo corriendo. Yo sigo buscando alcanzar la meta.
I keep running. I'm going to get it. He gave that to me. I'm going to get it. I'm not there yet, but I'm still working on it.
Todavía no he llegado, pero no me rindo. Sigo peleando.
Then he says, no, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I focus on one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Jesus Christ, is calling us.
Dice, mira, mi hermano, yo no pretendo haberlo alcanzado ya, pero una cosa hago. Olvidando ciertamente lo que queda atrás y extendiéndome a lo que está adelante, prosigo a la meta.
Listen, that's the key. Leaving behind what's in the past.
Eso es una clave. One thing, forgetting the past. Olvidando el pasado, dejando atrás el pasado.
You cannot finish this race if you're looking back. You got to look forward.
Tú no puedes correr una carrera mirando para atrás. Tú tienes que correrla mirando para adelante.
That's Paul. And listen, did Paul have a past to forget about? Of course he did.
¿Tenía Pablo algo de qué olvidar? Claro que sí.
Paul would throw Christians in jail. Paul killed Christians. There were Christians that were dead because of Paul.
So you think he had things to be ashamed of? ¿Tú crees que tenía de qué avergonzarse?
Claro. You think there were things that he was not proud of in his past? You think there are things that he didn't do that were really like dishonoring to God? Of course there were.
Habían cosas que él hizo que eran horribles delante de Dios.
But you know what? That was in the past.
Eso está en el pasado.
In this, in 2 Corinthians, he tells us that when we are in Christ, everything is made new and the past is done. It's forgotten.
En 2 Corintios, él lo dice, cuando uno está en Cristo es una nueva criatura, las cosas viejas pasaron.
So let's stop bringing it back up. Let's stop living in the past. Let's stop looking back. We need to look forward at what God has for us. What's ahead of us?
¿Qué es lo que tenemos por delante?
You're not going to finish this race if you keep looking back.
No vas a terminar esta carrera si sigues mirando para atrás.
Did you mess up? Okay. You repented, you fixed it with God, and now just keep going.
Pecaste, caíste, hiciste algo malo, arrepiéntete, y déjalo atrás, y sigue para adelante.
You got to keep running. You cannot stop.
And number then the third thing Paul tells us, you have to be faithful.
Y lo tercero que dice Pablo es que tienes que ser fiel. Tienes que ser fiel a la verdad. No puedes perder la verdad.
You can't lose truth.
Tienes que guardar la fe.
You have to keep that faith in the truth, in God's word. Paul was faithful. Dear brothers and sisters, pattern your lives after mine and learn from those who follow our example.
¿Qué dice Pablo? Sigue mi ejemplo.
For I have told you often before, and I say it again with tears in my eyes, that there are many whose conduct shows that they're really enemies of the cross of Christ. They are headed for destruction. Their God is their appetite. They brag about shameful things, and they think only about this life on earth.
En Filipenses 3, ahí mismo en el versículo 17. ¿Qué es lo que dice? Sigan mi ejemplo. Sigan mi ejemplo, porque les digo la verdad y se lo digo con tristeza en mi corazón y lágrimas en mis ojos. Que muchas personas que andan en la calle son enemigos de la cruz de Cristo.
How do you know that somebody's an enemy of the cross of Christ? They're headed to destruction. Van camino a la destrucción. Their God is their appetite.
Lo que ellos desean, ese es su Dios. Sus deseos. Satisfacer sus deseos.
Satisfying their desires and their appetites, that's their God. That's all they think about. They brag about shameful things.
Hacen cosas vergonzosas y hablan de ello como si fuera un honor lo que han hecho.
And they think only about this life.
Y solamente piensan en esta vida.
That should not be any of us.
Ese no debe de ser nosotros.
Under no circumstances. He goes on to say, but we, nosotros, we're citizens of heaven.
Somos ciudadanos del cielo,
where the Lord Jesus Christ is, and we are eagerly waiting for him to return as our Savior. He will take our weak mortal bodies and change them into glorious bodies like his own, using the same power with which he will bring everything under his control.
Nosotros no somos de esta tierra. Anhelamos el día donde él venga y tome este cuerpo débil y lo convierta en un cuerpo inmortal.
Y él lo va a hacer. He's going to do it. So where do we need to have our focus? On the things that are above, not on the things of this earth.
¿Dónde tenemos que tener el enfoque nosotros? En las cosas de arriba, no en las cosas terrenales.
That's what it takes to be faithful. If you start looking at the things that are from here, from this life, you will not be faithful.
Si nos ponemos la mira en las cosas de esta tierra, no guardaremos la fe.
We will lose our faith. And the last thing I want to tell you is that you have to be determined.
Lo último que tengo que decir es que tiene que ser determinado.
Your fate is in your hands.
Tu destino está en tus manos.
Your fate is in your hands. Let me share a poem with you.
Quiero compartir un poema con ustedes.
If you've never heard it, I think you're going to love it. And you can look it up and print it, put it somewhere where you can read it. It's a short poem, but it's powerful. It's called Invictus.
Se llama Invicto, este poema.
And it is powerful. And it talks about being determined.
Let me show you the poem. We're going to finish with this. And I'm going to show you the story behind the poem and what it means to you and me.
Here's the poem by William Ernest Henley. Out of the night that covers me, black as the pit from pole to pole, I thank whatever gods may be for my unconquerable soul. In the fell clutch of circumstance, I have not winced nor cried aloud. Under the bludgeoning of chance, my head is bloody but unbowed. Beyond this place of wrath and tears looms but the horror of the shade, and yet the menace of the years finds and shall find me unafraid. It matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishments the scroll, I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. And that is a powerful poem. And I want to quickly just show you what it means and how we need to be able to proclaim the words of Invictus. Because this is somebody who fights the fight, who doesn't give up, who finishes the race, and keeps the faith.
Es un poema poderoso. Búsquenlo en español. En línea. Es bien poderoso. Se llama Invicto.
Y es acerca de un hombre que no se rinde, que pelea la batalla, que termina la carrera y tiene una historia poderosa.
Let's look at it real quick.
I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul.
Soy el señor de mi destino y el capitán de mi alma.
Those are powerful words.
What does that say
I determine what happens to me. Yo determino lo que me pasa. I am responsible for what I do with my life. Yo soy responsable por lo que yo hago con mi vida. You can't blame anybody because you make the choices. No se puede culpar a nadie porque nosotros creemos. God made us with a freedom and a will that nobody can violate. He doesn't violate it. He doesn't allow the enemy to violate it. And nobody can violate it. Your free will. Dios nos da una libertad que Él no viola, el diablo no puede violar porque Dios no se lo permite y nadie te la puede violar. We decide our fate. Nosotros decidimos nuestro fate. Now, are we a good captain or a bad captain? Well, that depends where we're going to end up. Si somos un buen capitán o un mal capitán, eso determinará dónde terminamos. Pero nosotros somos responsables por nuestro destino. We are responsible for our destiny. ¿Hay vida eterna para nosotros? Si nosotros hacemos lo que tenemos que hacer. ¿Hay un infierno? También hay un infierno para los que hacen lo necesario para ir a ese lugar. ¿Quién escoge quién va al cielo o al infierno? Who chooses who goes to heaven or hell? It isn't God, no es Dios. It's us, somos nosotros. We choose our destiny, nosotros escogemos nuestro destino. The Bible is very clear on that. Now, let me quickly break this down with you. This poem was written about the human spirit and its ability to overcome adversity. It's a rallying cry for people who find themselves in a dark and trying situations, who must dig deep and fight for their lives. The poet was diagnosed with tubercular arthritis at the age of 12. And at the age of 17, he had to have his leg amputated from the knee down as a 17-year-old. And shortly after that leg was amputated, he wrote this poem. That kind of gives you the background. El poeta, a los 12 años, lo diagnosticaron con una forma de tuberculosis en los huesos. Y a los 17 le tuvieron que cortar la pierna de la rodilla para abajo, una pierna. Y después que le cortaron la pierna, escribió este poema. What is the poem saying? Look, I'm sick, I'm in the hospital, I lost a leg, but I'm not quitting. I'm still fighting, and I'm going to keep fighting. Es el poema de alguien que va a seguir peleando a pesar de toda la circunstancia. In the first one he says, out of the night that covers me, black as the pit from pole to pole, I thank whatever gods may be for my unconquerable soul. The night that covers me, man, that's the symbolism for darkness. Of all the darkness that covers me, of all the hard situations that I'm going through, you know, it's black from as the pit from pole to pole. I mean, my life has been rough for a long time. But in the middle of all that roughness and that blackness and that darkness, I thank the gods because I was given an unconquerable soul. En medio de toda la negro, en lo negro y toda la tribulación y todo lo que me ha pasado, yo le doy gracias a los dioses, a quien sea, a la divinidad, porque me ha dado un alma inconquistable, inquebrantable, una voluntad inquebrantable. Then he goes on to say, in the fell clutch of circumstance, I have not winced nor cried out loud. Under the bludgeoning of chance, my head is bloody but unbowed. What does that mean? In the fell clutch, that means in the tight grip of circumstances. Circumstances grab me by the neck. They have me tight. But I have not cried out loud. I have not winced. I have not complained. Circumstances are bad, but I'm not complaining. You're not going to hear a complaint out of my mouth. My head has been bludgeoned and is bloody by chance. Things that just have happened out of nowhere, and I've been beaten to a pulp by life. And my head is bloody, but you know what? My head still is held up high. It's unbowed. My head is not low. My head is high. ¿Qué dice? Mira, las circunstancias me han cogido por el cuello, pero tú no me oyes a mí quejarme. Dice, además, la casualidad, la vida me ha entrado a palo y tengo la cabeza sangrando, pero todavía la tengo en alto. Man, that's, you know what, I'm going to fight. Voy a pelear contra esto. That's the spirit that got him through this whole deal in his life. Este fue el espíritu que a él lo hizo superar esas dificultades en su vida. Then he says, beyond this place of wrath and tears looms but the horror of the shade, and yet the menace of the years finds and shall find me unafraid.
más allá de este momento, de toda esta tribulación y las lágrimas que estoy pasando y todo lo que estoy sufriendo, todavía hay un lugar peor que este. El lugar de la oscuridad, el lugar de la sombra. Possibly that means the place of death. Beyond the circumstances that have me totally crying and destroyed, there's still a place that's worse, the shadow. That's probably either hell or death. And yet the menace of the years, todos estos años yo he sufrido esto, pero me encuentras que yo no temo. No voy a temer. But you're going to find, you know what? I'm not going to be afraid. I'm not afraid of this life and I'm not afraid of the next. I'm not going to be afraid. No voy a tener temor. And he finishes with his master stanza. It matters not how straight the gate. And that's right out of Matthew 7. It, no importa lo estrecho que sea el camino. Eso es de Mateo 7, citando Mateo 7, la senda estrecha. How charged with punishment the scroll. ¿Cuántos castigos hay en el libro escrito para mí? I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. Yo sigo siendo el que decide qué voy a hacer de mi vida. I still continue making the decisions of who's going to happen. Invictus, that's the spirit we need to have. That's the spirit we need to have. We need to be the captain of our souls. We need to be the master of fate. And you know who? I'll finish with this verse. Termino con este versículo. I'm going to show you somebody who lived by that. Not only the author, Henley. Somebody that lived a lot earlier than he did. But was the master of his fate and the captain of his soul. And that's Job. Job is an example of a life well lived. Job es el ejemplo de una vida bien vivida. Did Job have to fight? ¿Tuvo que pelear Job? Are you kidding me? Lo perdió todo. He lost everything. Read the book. That's the fight of a lifetime. Esa es la bronca de la... He lost children. All of his children. He lost all of his property. He lost all of his money. He lost his health and his wife. Everything. Lo perdió todo. Perdió sus hijos. Todos sus hijos se le murieron. Perdió todo su dinero. Perdió toda su propiedad. Perdió su salud y perdió su mujer. Did he give up? ¿Él se rindió? No, he kept fighting. Did he quit? No, he finished the race. Did he lose his faith? No, he kept his faith. That's a life well lived. Eso es una vida bien vivida. And listen to his words. After he has lost everything, you want to be sure he kept his faith? He kept his faith. Escucha su palabra después que lo ha perdido todo. Para que usted sepa que es un hombre que guardó la fe igual que Pablo la guardó después de haber terminado la carrera y después de haber peleado la batalla. He says, but as for me, I know that my Redeemer lives, and he will stand upon the earth at last. And after my body is decayed, yet in my body, I will see God. I will see him for myself. Yes, I will see him with my own eyes. I am overwhelmed at that thought. En Job 19 dice, después de todo lo que ha pasado, dice, yo sé que mi Redentor vive. Yo sé que mi Redentor vive. Y sé que un día Él regresará. Y sé que lo voy a ver. Aunque este mi cuerpo se destruya, yo voy a ver a mi Señor. Yo lo voy a ver con mis ojos. Y esa idea me maravilla. That has overwhelmed my thoughts. That's a life well lived. So as you leave here tonight, I want you to be encouraged. Al salir de aquí hoy quiero que salgan animados. We have to be fighters. We have to be fighters. We are fighters. We're called to fight. And you know what? We win. Somos llamados a pelear. Tenemos que pelear. ¿Y sabe qué? Ganamos la pelea. We have to finish the race. Tenemos que terminar la carrera. No quitting allowed. No nos podemos rendir. Tenemos que terminar la carrera. And we have to keep the faith. Tenemos que guardar la fe. We cannot lose our faith. No podemos perder la fe en la carrera. If we lose our faith, we've lost everything. Si perdemos la fe, lo perdemos todo. We have to live a life well lived. And if we live that life well lived here, eternity is going to be the most incredible thing ever. Vale la pena vivir la vida bien vivida aquí porque la eternidad va a ser lo más maravilloso que jamás nosotros podamos imaginar. Let's stand up tonight.